Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Ciao, ciao, my adorable anemones. It's day 5 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, the challenge where a bunch of podcasters attempt to do daily episodes during the month of August. Be sure to listen to all my landwalking friends via the megafeed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Now, let's dive into a discussion about mermaid moods. Right now, today, I am 30% sea sparkle and 70% tsunami. So maybe don't test me. Unless you brought snacks, then we're cool. People love to romanticize us mermaids. You draw pictures of us with long hair, lounging about on rocks like moodlit Finstagram posts. But the truth is, we are wading weather systems with gills. Some days, I am all pearl shimmer and kelp-scented grace. Other days, I am salt slick rage and volcanic undercurrent. It's called range. Some days you ride the wave, some days you get it up your nose. Either way, you're still afloat. Look, mermaid moods don't stay still. We shift with the moon, the tides, the subtle passive-aggressive tone in a beluga's voice. You think a riptide warns you before it pulls you under? Neither do we. We're not being difficult. We're being fluid. You ever tried bottling an ocean? Exactly. Sometimes we need silence like a deep trench. Sometimes we want to scream until sea glass forms. So, if you find yourself sparkling 1 minute and crashing the next, welcome to the pod. Let it happen. Let it roll in. Let it crash and fizz and bubble and fade. You're not broken. You're tidal. And the next time someone tells you you're just too much, smile. Toss your hair. And remind them, I am a natural disaster in a starfish bra. Adjust accordingly.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.